This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Does anyone in the room have a relationship with neighbours?
I genuinely thought you were going to say, does anyone have an alibi?
As in the TV show or humans? Humans,
she was just singing alibi.
Next
that's
door
why.
To you.
No, I don't think I've ever spoken to any of my neighbours who I've
so
ever
strange.
Lived with.
We were like, you live in an apartment block. Do you not meet people on the corridors and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, but it's kind of just an awkward,
It's an,
It's just like a, hello.
They don't talk to us because we rent.
So others in your road are owners.
Yeah.
Okay,
they
so you're
know
the house.
That you rent.
They know that we rent, yeah.
Never get complaints or anything from them?
No, they're actually really great to us, but like they don't really talk to us. Like I say that at the same time, like I did wash their kid. Their kid did wash my car.
They washed their kids.
I was like, what?
I washed their kid.
No,
their
alibi!
Their kid washed my car and he was like, oh, I'll do it for a fiver. And I gave him 20 quid. And Jordan was like, thank you so much for that. He's absolutely over the moon. And I was like, yeah, no problem. So
that's
that was
more
the
expensive than a really like a car wash.
I know, yeah,
15
but
quid.
It was crap car wash as well. But he also did the inside.
Oh well, that's worth it.
Yeah, money, exactly.
Valleys are like 100 quid.
But I remember like it was so funny. He left his, he left everything in the car. I drove the car back to my driveway and had to go back over to his and be like, here's your phone, your keys, the spray and the cloth that you used to wash my car. He's like, oh yeah, thanks.
20 quid though, how
I'm
bad?
Guessing you've a good... You seem like a person who would move into a new place and knock on the five doors up that way.
We're having
five
tea.
Doors that way.
Come
be
on
like,
over.
Hello, I'm Emma, I'm moving in. Nice to meet you.
I only know my next door neighbours. Apart from that, I couldn't tell you anyone's name or anything in the estate. I just kind of recognise people. But there wouldn't even be like really a nod. They're not very friendly. But my next door neighbours are great. They're a retired couple and they've grown up kids and all the rest. We get on very, very well. And they're really sent to us over COVID and everything. But I have a question,
say,
right?
Were they young or old? But
If you're looking out your back window out onto the garden, right?
Yeah.
Left or right?
Left.
I didn't think they were old.
They're not old. I just said they were retired.
Oh.
Old enough, like.
Yeah, retired age, like 60, 65.
I didn't think they were that old.
Yeah, yeah.
When I seen them at your party, I was just like,
yeah, they look well, don't they?
They look very well.
Yeah, to retire.
The question I have is this, right? I obviously only got the dog in the house a few months ago and he's out the back a bit and he does a bit, like yesterday I had to bring him in because he was out barking and I know that they'd be outside enjoying the sunshine. He was probably annoying them. It's not a big deal to ask someone because I'm not really around the house tomorrow for much of the day and Jack's away. So I need to figure out what I'm going to do with the dogs. He can't be on his own all day. That's not fair. But like, is it all I'm asking them to do is to knock over the back wall, which they can hop anyway. They always do that if they're saying hi, and open the back door for the dog. That's all. Like, give them the back door key, let him out. And after a while, if he does bark, just let him in. That's all I'm asking.
So,
is that annoying? Because I don't want, I don't think it's a big favour to ask if we're 2 years into this and I'd never asked before.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to think it's the way it's just going to be.
It's not going
to
be. Yeah, as long as you say that it's not going to be the norm. I just have a quick question because all I can picture is like a poor 65-year-old trying to
jumping
climb over a wall. There is an access route.
It's a low wall.
It is a very low wall in front.
Okay, I can't think of your wall. As long as that's like, you don't want them to injure themselves on the wall, like
Jesus, Callum, they're not going to injure themselves. That was never okay. Part of the thing. I just okay. Meant was the favour too much too soon.
No, I don't.
No,
not too much too soon.
No,
And get them like a little bit of shortbread or something.
Yeah,
to say thanks.
Megan was great. Like when I
what
my
about Emer? Could you not just text Emer to pop over?
Megan's she's working. Like yeah. She'd be ages away. That'd be more of a hassle. Whereas I'm like, it's literally right there. We just open the door for the little lad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, fuck it. They'll ask them.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to get a cat flap.
And they'll hopefully say, oh yeah, anytime.
And I'll say, oh my God, do you remember the time you said anytime? Do you
perfect.
Want to do tomorrow?
Here's the date.
Next day.
Do you want to take the dog forever?
Yeah.
All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Rise and
shine.
Wake up in the
morning.
Spins fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Oh,
good morning, one and all.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
We're moving along.
Ah, yeah. Not
tipping away.
And do you know what? I got myself a cup of tea this morning.
This is the new David Hammond, everybody. I'm pretty shocked. I've worked with this guy sitting within a metre of him for, what, nearing in on 3 years?
Yeah.
In the last 3 weeks, he's decided cup of tea in the morning
man.
Would be nice.
Yeah, I'm a tea
yeah.
man now.
And it's suiting you.
But the only thing that's kind of making me not like kind of want to go back to old me of not drinking tea is the mugs, right? I'm fully aware that everyone in the entire building has drank from this mug at one point.
Yeah.
And that's freaking me out a little bit.
If you start thinking like that, it will make you a bit freaked out because you look around random desks and the cup that I'm drinking out of this morning, I've seen on most of them.
See what I mean?
Like,
I don't mind. Like, I understand that they get washed. I understand they're in the dishwasher. But I can't get over the fact that Michaela Hayes drinks from this mug.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? And Michaela is a very clean person.
She is.
But it just freaks me out.
I drank out of that mug yesterday.
I know. See, that's what I mean. Like,
you speak about this, but have you ever thought about restaurants and things like that? How many people have eaten off those plates?
Don't you dare tell me that.
Have you heard about the theories about kettles in hotel rooms?
No.
Yeah, let's not get into that bit early. I know a guy, and you know a guy, Dave, called Vinny.
Yeah.
And he used to bring in his own bits to work on the daily. He'd bring his own mug. He'd bring it. If he planned on having a bit of breakfast that would need a knife and fork, he would bring his own.
That's
he
a
was
bit of me now.
A See, germaphobe.
In my head, like in restaurants, they use and toss. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a brand new cup and saucer and knife and fork every single day.
Towels in hotels. That's another one. Who's been drying themselves?
They're new. They're brand new every time.
They get washed.
Not a chance. They've been in.
No chance anyone's washing them.
Recharged. You are with Emma and Dave, and it's just coming up on 11 minutes now after 7. What's the crack? Worst day of the year is over. Yeah, hey. I hate April Fool's Day. I hate not knowing what's real and fake. I hate how gullible I am. I hate realizing how gullible I am on the day that's in it.
It's honestly it's the worst day for Emma. And
not
obviously, obviously you're aware that it's your least favorite day.
Yeah.
But because of that, that's kind of why it's one of my favorite days.
Right.
I just find it so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to get...
Did you see this? No, Emma, I promise you, Buzz Aaron are not going to space.
Yeah. It's really hard when you do a show like this as well because you see so many amazing things throughout the afternoon and you're like, this is going to be brilliant on the... Oh, it's...
No, it's fake.
It's not real. I do want to give some honourable mentions though because some brands in particular jumped on board with this and did it in the best way yesterday, such as Dublin Airport. And I think what people are learning now after years and years of April Fool's Day being in the calendar is the more believable you make it sound, the more likely you are to get a few clicks. Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Like, it doesn't have to be crazy like, oh, guess what everybody, we're Dublin Airport and we're launching in Lewis from Terminal 1 to the city centre. Like, no,
that would
everyone
be a
knows.
Sick joke.
That's fake. However, Dublin Airport yesterday put online passenger update. Passengers should note that as of today, caps can no longer be worn at Dublin Airport. Obviously, they're pretty synonymous with flying. You always see people in their baseball caps when they're getting on a plane. And I think that did very well. It did very well for them. Caps and national airports don't go well together and must be removed prior to entering the terminals. Hats off to you, Dublin Airport. I thought that was quite good. Hats off.
Hats off to you.
It was right there. I have to give an honourable mention. Highland Radio in Donegal. Who's still looking after their social media? Can they come work with us as well? Because they put up yesterday, Donegal County Council are trialling a new scheme to help tackle dog fouling, similar to the deposit return scheme. Dog owners will now get 25 cents per piece of dog poo. That's good.
Excellent.
And it's funny and it's clearly untrue.
And it's topical.
Exactly.
Well done, Highland Radio.
Now, IKEA, they did well, but it was just too obvious. They said they were releasing meat bam.
Why, were you collecting dog poo?
Ah, I just thought, great incentive, guys. Great incentive to return your dog poo. Meat bam, which is essentially like a meatball-flavoured lip balm. That's what they were going for.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Gave this a quick mention yesterday on the show towards the end. Love in Dublin said that Dublin City Council have shared their plans to cover St. Stephen's Green in a massive 89,000 square metre net to avoid seagull attacks. Again, obviously untrue, but... All right,
yeah, it's not bad.
The Square in Tala. They said they were taking open casting calls for season 2 of California.
Yeah, I did see that.
That was good. Again, not too, very possible and something maybe they should look at if the Dubai chocolate sticks around as such a fad for a little bit longer. Because Tato, of course, did their chocolate-flavoured crisps way back when, five or six,
well,
7 years ago.
Crisp-flavoured chocolate.
That was the one, sorry, yeah. They put up that they're announcing Dubai chocolate-flavoured flavour, which I think is... Brilliant, do it.
I saw that and I was just like, yeah, do that. Why are you pretend, like, that's, you're a crisp company,
get on that.
You could do that.
Yeah.
And you've done chocolates before.
Kerrygold's, fair play, guys, but it was obviously fake. But they said that they were releasing Kerrygold body butter, which I thought was just
very clever.
Brilliant. Very, very, very clever. And the photo that they put up with, like, the body butter, quote unquote, it looks really, like, luxurious. I but, like, I could imagine that running into my skin.
The only thing I don't like about all this is the amount of AI art that has been made because of these April Fools. Like, people just literally just went into AI and was like, make me a picture of this.
I think that's why brands were so on it this year, because there were so many extra assets they could get really quickly
so
for
much
this.
AI.
Blanchardstown Centre were saying that they installed remote control sunroof in their centre, in their centre mall. Again, if they ever got the planning, great job.
Incredible. Like, brilliant. Very, very funny.
And my final honourable mention goes to Dublin Fire Brigade. Did anyone see this? No. So essentially, you know, when you're at a festival or a music festival or any kind of an arcade situation, you know those things that you walk into, like, say, they're a big kind of truck-esque looking thing, and you go through all the different obstacles across different floors?
Yeah.
Do you know when the floors are moving and you're going through all the big pillow bags and all the rest? They said, they shared an image of one of these saying, our new mobile training facility will shortly be introduced for firefighters. Crews will be able to practice confined spaces, exercise and breathing apparatus wears.
That's excellent.
I'd agree.
Very, very good. But lastly, we had Spin 103.8 and Brain Rot FM.
It's an absolute crying shame that that's not real.
It really isn't. I listened to it. God, that was rough. Not that it was actually real, but producer Callum obviously came up with a little bit of a clip as if we were listening to it yesterday.
Yeah.
All in April Fools. Well done, Callum. Well done, Connor, on socials. Very, very good. Very funny.
I think I'm coming around to the idea. Bring on next year. Can we do something fun?
Honestly, what has happened to you? It was just on a full 180.
It was really enjoyable yesterday. Here is Sabrina Carpenter. This is Busy Woman. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Friday night of Electric Picnic this year. Himself and Chaperone on the main stage. Hosier and Too Sweet on Spin.
Is she doing the Friday as well?
She is, yeah. Both of them are on Friday.
Oh, that's interesting.
You'd imagine it'll... God, it'd be interesting to see who gets to close it off.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I wonder. Anyway, we've obviously asked a lot of questions to ChatGPT and AI since it launched, but one thing I think we never asked ourselves is, can AI help you land a date? That's what Tinder is basically aiming to do with the new game collaboration with ChatGPT. It's just launched The Game Game, an experience designed to help you practice your conversation skills by talking to an AI voice, right? So the game game works by dealing you a stack of cards. Each card contains a different AI persona and like a meet cute scenario.
Right,
meet cute obviously just meaning like when you run into someone and you know you hit it off, I think, like that. It's quite an American thing, which is interesting because this has only launched in America. It's only for America.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be brought to Europe soon, but I don't know why, but maybe they just need the practice more than we do. You know what I mean? Maybe we just have the gift of the gab or something like that. But basically, your goal is to score a date or a phone number within the time limit with this ChatGPT person, right? So you'll also get a score based on a scale of 3 Tinder flame icons. So someone in Tinder said, we built the time limit, because there's a time limit on this that you can talk to someone, but it's obviously it's a fake person, it's an AI. We built the time limit on purpose because this was just a warm-up. This is just a game. It's not designed to replace human conversations. Instead, it's actually designed to encourage real conversations with real people in real life. There's also a limit of 5 games per day. So basically, they don't want people talking to this AI robot.
Guys, I spent years and years and years and years on dating apps.
I genuinely thought you were going to say years and years and years talking to a robot.
Sometimes it feels like you are talking to a robot, and you waste so much time writing messages to people that it doesn't end up being anything.
But
this
also,
is the last thing people on dating apps need, is wasting more time.
But to be honest, I think it's going to help a lot of people, because what's the worst thing when you match with someone and you're talking to them? When they're dry as hell. When they don't respond, but they don't ask you anything about yourself. When they don't, you know, they're just sort of like, yeah.
Well, that's the other side of it. True.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is basically to teach you to flirt, to ask questions, to be interested. So, obviously, it's only been launched in America. But I did go to ChatGPT this morning and I said, rate my flirting. Okay, give me a scenario of a meet cute and I'll try to flirt with you in that meet cute scenario.
Nice.
And you rate me afterwards. ChatGPT says, all right, here's your meet cute scenario. You're in a small quirky bookshop on a rainy day browsing the staff picks section.
90.
You reach for the same book at the exact moment as me. Our hands touch. I glance at you with a curious smile. Take it away. Flirt with me. I said, sorry, this is my book. I saw it first. I need it. ChatGPT says, oh, playing hard to get, I like it. But what if I need it more? Maybe we negotiate over coffee, or are you just going to leave me heartbroken in the self-help aisle? I'm not playing hard to get. I just want this book about the best ways to scratch an itch down there without anyone knowing. ChatGPT, oh wow, straight for the chaos. I respect it. In that case, I'll graciously let you have it, but only if you promise to share your newfound wisdom over dinner. You know, for science. I don't eat dinner. Goodbye.
Ah, Dave, ChatGPT was really trying it on with you. Did you not see the signs?
I didn't notice it, but no. I didn't think they were flirting with me at all. ChatGPT says, I'm giving you a 4 out of 10.
You don't even deserve the 4.
He said, you didn't just reject me, you made me question my entire approach to human interaction. Iconic. If your goal was to flirt, though, you might want to sprinkle in tiny amounts of charm. Maybe a cheeky smirk or, but hey, maybe you can borrow it after I've mastered the techniques. Want to try again? I said, yes. ChatGPT says, all right, here's your new meet cute. You're both stuck in a lift together. It suddenly jolts to stop between floors. The emergency light flickers on and there's an awkward silence before I glance at you and say, well, guess we're in this together. Your move. Flirt with me. I lean in for a big hug and start crying.
Dave.
ChatGPT says, I awkwardly pat your back and say, there, there. I burp and I say, sorry for burping, but you were patting my back. ChatGPT says, I stare at you for a second and they say, wow, that was intimate. I say, hey, it's getting hot in here. Mind if I take a few layers off? And then I just take off my left sock. ChatGPT says, all right, I'm giving you a 2 out of 10.
Very good.
2 out of 10, not bad. I'm happy.
I actually thought the first one was worse than the second one, to be honest.
Did you?
Maybe ChatGPT even got freaked out by your smelly feet.
Maybe.
Understandable. Even the robots have those senses in their nostrils.
Fair enough.
Here is Doshi. This is called Anxiety. It's obviously the mix of Gotye. You're listening to Spin. Anxiety. Song Gotye and Somebody That I Used to Know reminds me of college so much. 2011, I'm going to guess. There's Doshi and Anxiety, though, on Spin. Good morning.
Morning. Red Bull Urban Sprint is coming to Dublin. It looks unbelievable. It's a brand new urban obstacle course race, and it's designed to push speed, strength, and stamina. Three things I don't have, but maybe you do. It's going to take place at Dunleary Harbour on Saturday, April 12th, and it honestly just looks like good crack.
If the weather's anything like this, it'll be gorgeous as well. There's going to be 16 obstacles and obstacles before half seven. The course is only 1.7 kilometres long, but don't doubt for a second that you're not going to be tested over all of these obstacles. And as we said during the week, everything that Red Bull does is always just brilliant and next level. So it's going to be really good fun. And naturally, it's all set against the stunning backdrop that is Dublin Bay. So if you want to get involved, if you want to register, you can do redbull.ie/urban sprint. Bear in mind, this is happening on Saturday week, so make sure you're available.
Yep, but we have tickets to give away for that, so you don't have to sign up. We can do it for you. We have a pair of tickets to give away, plus we'll throw in a crate of Red Bull to get you ready for said obstacle course, and a €100 voucher for the Red Bull store, as well as loads of cool F1 merch in there. Maybe you want to be Yuki Tsunoda. Maybe you want to get Max Verstappen. It's totally up to you. So we have that €100 voucher for the Red Bull store. To win, all you need to do is tell us what song we've thrown around the obstacles at the Urban Sprint course. WhatsApp is your answer with your name and location, 087-711-103, and you will win that unbelievable prize. This has been difficult the last couple of days.
Let's see what this morning's sleep is like. You're trying to identify this song. God, they're not nice,
They've
are they?
Made that song worse, and I didn't think that was possible.
Any ideas what that song is? It's a country song.
Is it?
It is. 087-711-103. That's our number. Get us on WhatsApp for your chance to win.
Oh, I suppose it is a bit country, yeah. Okay, if you know the answer, then WhatsApp us that answer with your name and location to 087-711-1038.
What's the crack?
Oh, Emma, you missed lads' night last night. Lads, boys. Me and my mate Callum, we went and watched a match together.
Football.
We actually went and watched it in the storehouse, right? So I decided to walk to the storehouse.
From Rathmines.
It wasn't that long. It was like 45 minutes or something like that. But I was worried that my feet were going to be sweaty after the walk because I was walking in my Air Force Ones. So I brought a sock in each pocket. I didn't tell you that.
Really?
Yeah, I bought a left sock in the left pocket and a right sock in the right pocket, and I just kind of walked around like that just in case I needed to change my socks.
That's great. And that's, do you ever feel sometimes a little bit hard done by that it's not really as normal to carry a handbag as a guy?
Yeah, but this is the thing. And then, did I literally say that to you last night?
Dave won a prize last night and he was like, I really wish Pippa was here because I could put the prize in her handbag.
Yeah, aww. It was really annoying. But I won like this little nitrous surge thing, right? And then your man was just like, that's like 70 quid. I looked it up, it's about 30 quid. So I was like, I don't know why you're trying to sell it to me. I already won it.
Also, no offence, but is it COVID?
I know, yeah, fair enough. But yeah, we went to the storehouse, we watched the match. It was really, really fun, wasn't it? We had a ball.
It was funny because
so
it
unfair.
Was it was Forest. Why unfair?
Why? I don't get invited to these things with you guys.
Would you have had any interest?
No.
In taking a photo with the Premier League trophy.
Yeah, and the Man of the Match award.
Yeah.
Nah.
It was actually, it was goal of the month, which is actually more pathetic that we were holding it.
No, but it would have been nice to be invited, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry
about
that.
We'll know for next time.
But the match was my team, Nottingham Forest, against Dave's team.
No, it makes sense that,
Manchester United.
It all worked out well,
Forest beat Man U 1-0.
I was watching it actually at home,
Oh, wait. There was, so Forest scored on the 5th minute and that was the only goal in the game. And I kind of forgot where I was at the time because the
nature. So embarrassing being with him, Emma.
Yeah, it was
so embarrassing. He was the only Forest fan there.
The nature of the beast, there was about 300 people there.
Yeah.
And
80% were like.
297 people
really?
Were Man U fans. There were three Forest fans because there was a bit of talk beforehand and they pointed out, like, who's a Forest fan? And there was three of us.
There was talks with Dennis Irwin and Andy Cole there before the thing, which was really, really interesting. And then
Did they stay or were they gone?
No, they were on stage for a chat and then they stayed and watched the match. But then at one point they were like asking the audience, like, the Forest fans, they were like, oh, why are you a Forest fan? And one of the fellows was just like, oh, I've just always been or whatever. And then Callum was like, oh, I'm from Nottingham. And everyone was just like, boo. And I was just like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
I don't know this guy. Yeah. Will you please, Dave, do an impression of Callum when Forrest scored in the 5th minute?
Oh, God, he's like, yes, come on, yes. And I was just like, shut up.
Then I sat down very sheepishly because then I remembered where
you
he
were screaming like that in front of Andy Cole. God, Callum.
I know. I
was in the stands.
I embarrassed myself. But it was a lot of fun and Forrest won. So.
You embarrassed the show as well, so apologise.
I'm sorry to the show. It's all my fault.
Apologise to those listening.
Sorry, listeners.
Thank you. Here's Raven Lynette. This is called Love Me Not. Here it spins.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Going on, the Red Bull Urban Sprint is coming to Dublin and it looks very, very cool. It's a brand new urban obstacle course and it's also a race. It's designed to push speed, strength and stamina, taking place at Dunleary Harbour on Saturday, April 12th. It honestly looks like a bit of crack, especially if you're in any way fit.
Yeah.
I feel like this would be really, really fun.
Yeah. I mentioned this in the show the other morning. I always love seeing them do the massive event on the Aran Islands. I don't know if it's Inishman or Inishmore. Which one?
Was that like the cliff diving or something?
Diving. Yeah. I'm just looking at a video of it here. Unbelievable.
They do so many cool things, man. Whenever I see like someone, I don't know, whether it's on a BMX, like going down a big, huge ramps or whatever, or whatever it is, it's always Red Bull.
And it's always the surfing as well. Do you ever see they do those?
Very cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Did you know that I did the Red Bull flug tag?
I can't say I know what that is.
I don't know what that
is. In 2018, it was another Dunleary thing, and it was where it's, I think we spoke about it in the week, where you're on a massive pier above the sea and you have to build a flying machine.
Yes, that's the thing. That's the thing I was talking about yesterday with how far you can fly.
How far you can fly into the sea.
You did that?
Yeah, it was with Spin.
Really?
We built a fake Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
And see how far it could fly when it was pushed off the end of the pier.
Very cool.
It did not fly at all.
No, it's a Lewis.
It just went straight along, down into the sea.
Oh, dear.
But it was a lot of fun.
I'd imagine so. Yeah totally. So listen, all this week on the show, we've a pair of tickets to give away. This happening on Saturday week. You can register redbull.ie/urban sprint. A crate of Red Bull for the taking this morning and a 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store. What you've been trying to do is work out what song we've put through an obstacle course. And it does sound quite tricky. It sounds like this.
Your backs were never
I don't think there's any amount of Red Bull that I could drink that would make me know what that song is.
Do you think so? Niamh, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
We're not too bad. What's the crack for you for the day?
I'm actually just on the way to work.
Oh, what do you do?
I am a youth and community worker.
A cool. youth and community worker. And tell me this, Niamh, how are the youth and the community?
They're not too bad.
Good.
The community like the sun, so.
The community like the sun, yeah. Well, to be honest, I am the community as well, but I also agree with them. Fantastic to have a bit of nice weather around.
Which makes all Definitely. The difference. Listen, are you fit, Niamh? That's a personal question, but, you know, I've reason to ask.
Well, I do go to the gym, so.
Oh,
well then, do you know what? That's more than I do. So, yes, I'm going to say you're fit. And do you think you could be taking on this 1.7 kilometre obstacle course?
I think I could definitely give it a go.
All right. Good stuff.
Well, let's see if we can get you into it. You've been basically listening to a song that we've thrown around the obstacle course, and I want you to give us the answer. What do you think said song is?
It was Dasha by, or Austin by Dasha.
Austin by Dasha. Let's see if she's right.
Yourself that pair of tickets to the Red Bull Urban Sprint on Saturday weekend on Leary.
But that's not all.
Also in there is a €100 voucher for the Red Bull store.
But that's not all.
And a crate of Red Bull, Niamh.
That's all. Have a great day, Niamh.
Thanks, man.
Good luck in the course. Bye.
Talk to you later. If you would like to win, you have another chance to tomorrow on the show just before 7:30.
Good luck in the course makes it sound like she's in college. I didn't mean that. I just meant good luck in like the obstacle course.
Yeah. Taylor Swift now at Spin. Are you happy, Callum?
Yeah.
This is Karma. Spin 103.8 morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
9 o'clock this morning. Make sure you're with us here at Spin because we've been telling you for the last couple of weeks that we're throwing, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so much fun. We're throwing an adult kids party for Dave's 30th. And just say next week, it'll all be over.
Because I'm not supposed to know. It's a surprise.
It's happening next Tuesday, April 8th, 6:30 in Jump Zone Santry. It's going to be such a laugh. And we released those free tickets yesterday. They're gone. The only way you can win your way is on the show.
Yeah. Don't forget, bring me a present.
9 o'clock this morning, giving another chance to win your tickets at Dave's Big 30th next Tuesday night at Santry in Jump Zone. Make sure you're here at 9 o'clock to win.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
He spins fully charged.
It's so good.
Ready or not, you have
spin. Good morning, what's the story?
Hey, what's happening? Happy Wednesday.
Hope all is good with you. I'm going to talk about my dog Seamus again. I know, not even massively about him necessarily, but I was just checking out the opening hours for Marley Park yesterday with the hour change because they were closing at 6. And I was like, surely that can't be the case anymore. Anyway, they open till 9, which is just yeah, I know. They're open till 9 at the moment, even though it's dark after 8.
Me and my mum once got locked in Donna Bate playground because they close at like 7 or something like that.
How did you get out?
I think we had to call the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really scary.
But as I was Googling it, and what I was really looking it up really was the opening hours of the dog park, because I wanted to bring the dog to the dark park. Jesus!
No, Seamus.
I was looking up the rules then. They kind of fell on my lap as I was Googling the opening times. And it was funny. It was like attention dog owners and all the usual stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Dogs may be unleashed when they're inside the second gate in the main enclosure and all gates are closed. Your dog must be accompanied by an adult 16 years or older. 17-year-olds are still teenagers. No more than 2 dogs are permitted per person. Why, I wonder? That's a strange
stupid
one. And naturally, the usual stuff, clean up after
just
your dog.
Just for fairness, like just in case someone gets jealous.
You're bringing your 5 in here. That's not fair. And then anyway, so it was all the big long list. 10 rules. No food of any kind is permitted. Why can't I have my sample when the dogs are eating? Don't know what the problem is. Anyway, then underneath it all, just to lighten the blow a little bit, they say, attention dogs.
Okay, go on.
Oh, you're going to hate this, Dave. It says, grr.
Oh, feck off.
Woof.
Oh, disgusting. Woof.
Bark.
I hate it.
Woof with an exclamation mark this time. And then at the end it says, good dog.
You're barred, Marley Park. You're absolutely barred.
Not terrible.
You're barked.
Attention dogs. Grr.
Dog. It spins fully charged, recharged.
9 o'clock this morning if you want to win your way to Dave's Adult Kids 30th birthday party happening in Jump Zone next Tuesday evening. We released the tickets yesterday. They're free. They're gone. So now your only way in is to win them on the show, and we'll give you a chance at 9 o'clock.
All right. So I had a conversation with my mate the other day. He basically rang me up and I picked up the phone in a way that he didn't think was fun enough or good enough or right enough or cool enough.
Right.
So basically, it went like this. Yo.
You also always answer the phone saying yo.
I always answer the phone saying yo. And he went, yo. And I was like, what? What do you want from me here? And so then it got me thinking, maybe there's other ways that I could answer the phone. That'd be better. That would be funner. That people would actually get some entertainment out of instead of just the normal.
Instead of the normal.
Hello? That's boring. That's boring. We've all done it for so many. How many years has the phone been invented for? We've done it for so long. Let's change it up. So I have some ideas of how to change it up. Some of them a little bit left of field. Some of them are like a hello, but you know what I mean?
Variations.
So we'll go for this one. This better be good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's good. But it does put a lot of pressure on the other caller.
Yeah.
Because it might not be good.
I'm just reminding you to put the bins out.
I like this one. David Hammond's office.
That's very good.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't it sound really professional? The only thing is that when you say it, David Hammond's office, yeah, that's me. It sounds like you should have a receptionist, but you don't. It's just you. How about this one? Caller number 5, you are on the air. Big fan of that one. It also makes the other person on the phone think, was there 4 other calls before me today?
I think it would be really fun because like if it's family or friends, gas. But if it's like an 01 number and you know it's probably the dentist, that's where it's even funnier.
Caller number 5, you are on the air. Okay, this one kind of straight to the point. Speak. Oh. I think if someone answered the phone like that, I wouldn't like it. I probably would hang up, but it's very powerful.
It reminds me when I used to go to mass as a kid. What was that? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Is that a thing?
Let's try that. Hold on.
Okay.
Speak now or forever hold your peace. Does sound a little bit like a helpline.
Yeah.
Okay, well, with that kind of same directness, how about this? Talk to me. Oh. I feel sexy doing that. I feel real
cool. Talk to me is really good.
Talk to me.
In Spanish, they always answer the phone like that over in Spain.
Yeah, dígame.
Like, my grandparents, when I'd ring them to their landline, they'd answer the phone going, dígame. And you're like, all right, granny, calm down. Just saying hi.
It is a weird thing. Like, it is an odd thing. But it's just the Spanish way. So that was talk to me. How about this one? It's not really that nice, but I still think it's very funny to answer the phone this way. What?
Oh, sounds like a grumpy teenager
answering a phone call
from their dad.
Yeah.
Really moody.
But not their mother.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't answer the phone like that's your mother. Bit American, but go for Dave. I'd imagine myself wearing a Bluetooth headset when I say that.
I used to work with a person like that in the UK. No matter what, if they knew who it was who was ringing or if they didn't know it was...
You knew a person that went go for and then their name when they answered the phone.
Yeah.
What an awful person that must have been.
They were a little bit nerdy and I think they were thinking that they were kind of like, look at me, I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but it was just a little bit too pretentious.
Okay, well, Callum, I think this one would be right up your street. Ahoy hoy.
Mr. Burns style.
Yeah.
Ahoy hoy.
Ahoy hoy.
You know, it's
ahoy,
a big
hoy.
Thing in parts of Ireland, and I don't know, I only learned this recently, that you'd answer the phone with the number of the landline.
Yes. So
yeah, that was an Irish thing.
01444444. You'd be like, hello, 01444444.
Yeah.
why did we do that?
I don't know. It was a weird...
Potentially in the odd chance that you rang a wrong number. So as soon as they say the phone number...
Oh,
and
sorry,
then
I was looking for 01444443.
My boyfriend obviously grew up in England and he always found it bizarre because his mom's an Irish woman and she had the kids answer the phone like that.
Yeah.
And none of his friends would in their households would do the same. And
it's one of those things where you got to be a little bit of a maverick and kind of think to yourself, why are we doing this? This is pointless.
Yeah.
So saying a whole number. Yeah, I know it's you. I just dialed that number.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The last one I got from an Australian radio station, I'm stealing their idea, but I just think it's a lot of fun if you were to pick up the phone like this. Ring-a-ding-ding, you've got the king.
Start adopting that one, Dave.
I know. Ring-a-ding-ding, you've got the king.
The weekend now, dancing in the flames at Spin. Hope you're well. We'd love to hear from you this morning on when have you been dragged on stage? could be at any stage of your life. It could be at a comedy gig. Maybe you were hypnotized. Maybe you thought you were just going to sit down, relax and enjoy the show and you ended up singing on stage or playing drums for a band or joining someone for karaoke when you really, really didn't think that that was where the night was going to take you. 087 711 103. We'd love your stories on this. Your voice notes, please. The reason I say is because I was telling you last week that my boyfriend Jack's parents were coming to visit Dublin for the weekend, last weekend. So we decided to get a few things kind of down and organised for different things that we can do. His mum is an Irish lady, but she moved to England a long, long, long time ago.
Traitor.
She visits home in Cork quite a lot. But apparently it was quite a long time since she was at a trad show or anything like that. So we decided what we'd do was like book one of the meals and trad shows at the Merry Ploughboy in the Dublin Mountains.
I've never even heard of the Merry Ploughboy.
It's mad to me that you've never heard of the Merry Ploughboy.
I thought it was just the blue light and thing up there.
And Johnny Fox's.
Yeah.
There's more, yeah, Merry Ploughboy's gorgeous. But anyway, and it's actually quite close to where I live as well. It's like kind of a little bit further down the mountain. But anyway, down the mountain
down
where
the
she
mountain.
Comes. Anyway, so we arrive anyway. Can I say anyway any more times? We arrive and it's this big hall and the tourists start to pile in from all over the world and you can see a few Irish people as well. It's like a gorgeous mix of people and you get a bit of grub on and essentially the night was broken up into two parts. You had a trad band on stage and then Irish dancers were on stage as well for a second part.
My God, the budget for this place must be amazing.
It's really, really cool. And we were loving it from the second we sat down. It's amazing to see like all the lyrics and everything still in Jack's mom's mind. Every word of everything, even though she hadn't heard them in a long time. And that was brilliant. Sure, we were, hey, woo, loving it, giving it welly, probably maybe a little bit too much, hence why we were approached. The dancers came on stage.
It's a spoiler. And we were approached.
And the talent of them and the speed, they were coming on and off stage, sometimes just in their regular Irish dancing kind of flat, what would you call them? You know, the shoes that don't make any noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like ballet looking shoes, the flats essentially. But then they'd come off stage, get back on with their like tap shoes.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, it was unreal. So maybe this is karma for me giving it too much and, you know, being too enthusiastic because they came down to the audience. Bear in mind, I'm with my like quote unquote in-laws here trying to impress them.
Oh, you're trying to impress them? Oh, that's very different.
And they dragged me on stage, didn't
they? Yeah.
And this is the voice. And I'm up there doing my 1-2-3s and my 1-2-3s and my 1-2-3s. And this guy with me just goes, hang on.
Oh, no.
And he puts his hand, what would you say, like at my lower back, but kind of like I'm about 2 centimetres off the ground.
Okay.
Right? And he spins. And he does that spin where all the brilliant Irish dancers will still be doing their 1-2-3. It's really fast as you spin, but I lost my footing.
Oh, no.
I didn't quite fall, but I almost fell off
God.
The stage. Because I was like, oh, Jesus, slow down, as he was. Ah, we have to go. Hold on. I'm looking down at like my hopefully future mother-in-law and father-in-law as I'm getting whirled around me Converse and just about kind of holding myself up, just about not falling. Now, it was such a thrill. I did feel like I'd been on a roller coaster. It was unbelievable.
Why did you do it to yourself? Why are you looking at your in-laws? You should never be looking at your in-laws from a stage. Ever.
Very true.
You should only ever be looking at them from the altar. Never a stage. That's, when you are on a stage and you were looking down at your in-laws, you've gone too far. Especially if you are not on stage as an actor.
One of those high-pressure situations, though, you know, when the dancers come down there and, like, you kind of have to go. Like, it's all happening now. It's moving. It's quick. It's blah, blah, blah. Anyway, with that in mind, I'd love to know when you've been dragged on stage on this morning show. Last weekend, my boyfriend's family were visiting and we went to the Merry Ploughboy for, like, their kind of trad session and they had Irish dancers as well. It was really fun. And in the midst of all the carry-on, I and many others were dragged on stage. As the Irish dancer said, hang on! And did a big, you know, the big kind of spin that they do, and it's so fast, I actually don't know how they don't get dizzy and fall over. I certainly nearly did. Made a slight fool of myself, but it was all in the name of a bit of fun.
It's always a bit of crack.
087 711 1038, your voice notes, please. When have you been dragged on stage?
I wasn't really dragged because I don't think like this person could literally physically drag you up, I think legally, but it was in college and it was like a hypnotist. And it was just, it was a guy who was just like, you, and you. And he just chose people at random, was like, come on up. And so we all went up. And I think I annoyed him a little bit because he went to hypnotise me and I couldn't be hypnotised.
Really?
So I kind of just stood and he was just like, the one thing was, he was just like, right, 3, 2, 1 and you're asleep. And that got me and I was down like a light, right? But then I woke straight back up again and I was just like up, and I was just watching him on stage do it to other people. And then at one point he just kind of turned around to me and was like, "You can go down now." And I was like, "You brought me up here. I didn't want to be up here at all. I just apparently, I'm just so brilliant that I can't be hypnotized."
Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
That is mad.
The other time was also kind of someone who is a bit magic. It was Keith
Barry.
Keith Barry, thank you. Keith
he's
Barry.
He's brilliant.
He's very, very cool. And he was just like, you, and you. I'm honestly happy to go up. I always sit a little bit closer to the front so I can be dragged up, because I enjoy being dragged up if it's like a hypnotist or if it's like a magic thing or whatever.
Test it out.
Yeah, but Keith Barry was like, "Here's a chance to win 10 grand. All you have to do is pick out the black ball out of this, you know, bag of other of white balls. Pick out the black ball and I'll tell you whether or not you have the white ball or the black ball." And he just came out, looked straight in my eyes and went, "You have the black ball, give it to me." And I was like, "Yep, there you go." And I left, and I did not win 10,000 euro, unfortunately. But he just, I felt like I disappointed him. Do you know what I mean? I felt like I walked up on stage two times. One, Keith Barry, and two, and secondly, the hypnotist. And they were both just like, "You're not what I was looking for. Goodbye." I was like, "I'm sorry."
Let us know when you've been dragged on stage. 087 711 1038. This person would like to stay anonymous, which is always intriguing.
"I need to remain anonymous because my boyfriend doesn't know about this, but I went to London with the girls a while back and we had booked the Magic Mike show.
Oh, I was gonna say.
We all told our partners we were just off to a show on the West End, so they didn't get jealous or anything.
Oh.
We had tickets pretty close to the front and I was absolutely shook when they came out into the audience and brought me onto the stage.
Oh.
The girls have the pictures but are strictly told to not share them anywhere."
Oh my goodness, you got dry, I won't say, at Magic Mike, girl.
Do you know what? Like, I don't really mind that. Like, is that weird? I don't think that's...
It's just a show.
Yeah, it's just a show. Like, I can kind of see where she's coming from at the same time. But, like,
I'd rather my fella not see it.
Yeah, but, like, I had a girlfriend before and she was going to London. She was all buzzing to go to London because she was going to Magic Mike. And I was just like, I'm fully aware I don't look like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a... You know what I mean? It's a fantasy. It's like... I don't know.
It's just a bit of crack.
It's just a bit of crack.
It's not real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
It's not real.
It's not really real.
The men are very real.
Are they?
The men are real. The stories are real.
Callum, you were dragged on stage.
Yeah, so about 15 minutes ago, Dave, you were telling us about two times where you brought on stage kind of hypnotized and illusions.
Magicians, yeah.
And it didn't really work on you.
No.
Well, first of all, Paul messaged us saying that because you couldn't get hypnotized, it means you've got no imagination.
Ah.
So there you go. That's
very true.
That's for you. But
I'm imagining me not liking you, Paul.
I got Darren Browned.
Did you get Darren Browned?
I got fully Darren Browned.
I remember you telling me about this, but you wouldn't tell us what happened like years ago because he was still touring at the time.
So this was Easter 2022.
Sorry. This is new information to me. You've never told me this.
So Easter 2022, Darren Brown was doing his tour called Showman. It was on at the Gaiety.
I love him.
I am a huge fan of Darren Brown.
He's brilliant.
I've always wanted to see him live. Never got to see him live.
For those who don't know, he's kind of like a hypnotist, but he's an illusionist. He makes people do mad
he's
stuff.
He's a fascinating person.
He's incredible.
He did something on Netflix a few years back called The Push, where he hypnotized someone to think that it was a good idea to push someone off the top of a roof.
Yes,
because it was the right thing to do.
Oh, it was the same thing to rob a Brinks van as well.
Yes,
he convinced these people that it would be okay to rob
a Brinks. Like a high security money van. So anyway, he was doing this tour and I went, and I was so excited for it. And he did this whole thing where he put all the stage lights up and told everyone to stand up and put your hands together. And he was like, "Right, I'm going to do something here. And if you can't pull your hands together, that means that it's working." And like my hands were clasped together in a fist.
Almost like a praise.
Yeah. And he was like, "Right, now pull them apart." And he did flicker the lights and everything. My hands wouldn't move.
Wow.
And they were stuck together.
And you were just in your seat.
Yeah. We were trying and trying and trying. And he was like, "Right, if your hands don't come undone, come onto the stage." Now, I'm talking about this now because when this actually happened, he was like, "Don't spoil anything." But now it's been on the TV and everything, so you can go and watch it.
Ah, so you can't be going on Twitter, like, sharing a video of the experience. It'll just ruin it for everyone else.
So there was only about five or six of us in the entire Gaiety, packed to the rafters, brought onto the stage. And he did the whole thing.
You faked it. You could totally do your ass.
No, because, my mind was already, discombobulated. got onto the stage. He did, spoke to us all one by one, kind of put us to sleep, woke us back up, and we all forgot the number seven.
That's amazing.
Wow. He started, he was like, right, Callum, you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 6, 8, 9, 10.
Mm.
And there was about 9 of us on the stage then. Mm. He got rid of everyone apart from me.
No.
I was the only one on the stage.
And I know people are listening who are there
yeah.
on the night.
And I remember, like, I don't remember too much after what happened at that. Only
really?
What people have told me.
Okay.
But then I watched the show. And again, he walked up to me, put his fist up to my head. I collapsed, and that's when I blacked out. And
wow.
I don't have any memory of what happened.
Are
next.
You on the video? Are you on the show?
No, it was one from London.
Oh, okay.
They put on the TV. But on the TV, he sat me down in the chair, or sat the person down in the chair, which
sure.
then happened to me. He tilted the chair back as if I was to fall over, and the chair just levitated.
Oh, very cool.
And like,
sorry,
stood
what?
In the same... And I don't understand
Ow.
The reason about it. Mm. Then it hit the interval. I woke up, he woke me up, and then I just sat down to the seat. I had no clue what had happened.
That's unbelievable.
And everyone was like, I can't believe that just happened. I'm like, I don't know what happened.
It's crazy what they do to the human mind. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
yeah, I told you, I mentioned this on the show only recently, but again, this isn't necessarily pulled on stage, this was in radio, but Keith Barry hypnotised me once and said that I'm so susceptible to hypnosis that he could have had me running around the main street in Waterford City naked wearing only a chicken suit.
That's
like
crazy.
That, if he wanted to, because I was so susceptible.
I think everyone in the radio industry has a Keith Barry story.
Yeah, everyone.
Totally.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, I know this is going to sound like I'm jealous or that I'm like just an angry little weird man, but I want to talk about influencers for just a second, right?
Okay.
Because I have a couple of friends who are influencers and they're still part of the problem, this problem. Do you know what I mean? But there's a couple of things that influencers do that really riles me up, and I sometimes like to humble them, bring them back down to earth.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want to talk about, there's two influencers who are, they just had a baby. They're over in the UK, Danny Aarons and Tennessee Thresh, right? Danny Aarons is like a YouTuber, Tennessee Thresh is an influencer. And the two of them just had a baby.
I've never heard of them, isn't that bad?
Well, it's just like, Danny Aarons is kind of like connected to Sidemen and stuff, so I'd watch their
videos. Gotcha.
They just had a baby and they named it Suede.
Oh, because of the cool wallpaper shade that was in last year.
That's a fabric. That's not a name of a baby. And it's just one of those things that I don't know why it's what it is, but I feel like when influencers have a baby, they feel like they have to call it something bizarre. And it can't be a Jack or, you know what I mean, an Emma or a
David or
yeah,
a Callum.
Exactly. I don't really... Suede.
Also, calling your kid Suede is so uninspiring. You know, it's not like bold red or bold blue. It's like you're kind of a bit suede.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
like calling it beige. Like,
yes,
yeah,
suede and beige to me sound the exact same in my head.
So there's this kind of a trend of influencers calling their children weird, bizarre names. But, you know, each their own. But there's one other one that really riles me up, and I think this is very, very funny. And there's someone who I know who is an influencer, who's a friend of mine who does this, so I'm calling them out, right? It's this kind of aesthetic they go for, where they put all of these cool little bits, like, you know, maybe you might have the AirPods, right? Or you might have the Gucci, you know, ring or whatever. You know what I mean? Different, like, branded bits. And they put them all, for some reason, in the sink, right?
In the sink?
In the sink. And they dot little kind of things around the sink. And then they take a photo of beyond the sink as if it's to be like, oh, this is just a little bit of a mess. My crazy life, you know what I mean?
When it's like,
we all know you placed them all in that sink specifically to make it look like, I'm looking at this image, this one at the moment, and there's perfume and there's, you know, the AirPods,
right.
the AirPods Max. And
oh, like, come on, there's normally toothpaste hairs from shaving in there.
So it's one of those things where it's like, it's kind of my least favourite thing that influencers do, but also my favourite at the same time. I do enjoy it, and I totally understand where they're coming from. They're making content and it does look good.
Yeah.
It looks aesthetically pleasing, but I'm like, no one's sink looks like that.
I know,
that's the cleanest sink I've ever seen in my life.
It's almost like, as well, in the back of the shot is like your typical big brown Thomas bag.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, the Penny's one's right beside it. Come on, but you're keeping
a good
quality brown Thomas bag. The one that gets me is, you know, for everyone asking, but I understand understand sometimes lots of people probably do ask the question.
So I love that one.
You can see that they feel awkward being like, I swear. And they probably
see,
probably
I've done that before. I've been like, for everyone asking, in brackets, all two of you. I do enjoy that.
But I guess for sometimes their DMs would be so busy that you can't reply to everyone individually. But the chances are that dress that they're all asking you about, you'll put up the link and you'll get a bit of commission on that dress. We all know that too.
Yeah.
But you know what? Everybody's got to make a living. You do you.
That's what I'm saying. It's just funny from the outside looking in, do you know, sometimes.
The one thing that kills me, and I see it on TikTok a lot, even though I'm barely there, but that's all I see on TikTok these days, is like, do your TikTok dance and have a bit of crack. Mm. Go for it. Have fun. But don't do it in public spaces.
I hate that. But also, that's just because I don't have the confidence to do that.
I'm trying to walk down Grafton Street. I just need to get the loose. Move!
The fit check when the runner comes up to the leg.
Yes.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Wake up.
Let's go.
Wake up. It's a new day.
Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged.
Every day, we're spins.
Let's go.
Morning, it's Em and Dave.
Hey, what's happening? Oh, lads, I'll tell you what's happening. It's my 30th. This month, what is it? The 2nd of April? Yeah. We're only 6 days away from the biggest 30th this world has ever seen.
And a 30th like no other, I'm sure. I can't say I know anyone who's done a 30th birthday party the way you're doing it. And more power to you.
I don't think I know anyone else who's done this either. I've always wanted to do something like this for my 30th, where I literally rent a bouncy castle or something.
Mm.
But instead of renting a bouncy castle and having a bouncy castle come to me, why don't I go to the bouncy castle? A world of bouncy castles. We are talking about Jump Zone in Santry. That's where I want to have my 30th. And you are invited. Tickets went on sale yesterday and they completely sold out very, very quickly. Very, very happy. So now the only way in to my 30th is to win tickets.
Are you around? Do you want to come? Did you miss out yesterday on those tickets? Well, it's happening on Tuesday, April 8th, 6:30. There will be a few very special surprises on the evening that even Dave doesn't know about. It's booked just for us, adults only.
Yeah, okay? Over 18s.
There's going to be a 360 photo booth there in the day, thanks to Reese at Roundstamp 360.
Face painting as well, thanks to Amy at the Painted Cauldron.
Dream Balloons will be there, providing the candy floss and popcorn. It's going to be a laugh. We're going to all relive our childhoods and bounce around together. The more the merrier, we say. Well, actually, we don't, because there's no tickets left. But you could win them on the show this morning.
Okay.
You're now only way in to Jump Zone in Santry for Dave's adult kids' birthday party is to win them on the show. So here's what we're going to do. You need to send us a birthday emoji right now. Anything that takes your fancy, a cake or a balloon or whatever birthday means to you. Our number on WhatsApp is 087-711-1038. And then if we call you back, you need to answer the phone, not saying hello or who's this or yo.
Yo.
Happy birthday. Sing that to Dave, the happy birthday song, and we'll give you those tickets.
Okay? I'll take just one line of the happy birthday song. You don't have to sing the whole thing because I get very uncomfortable when people sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, done. Yeah.
You like, were born finished. In the loo.
Yeah, no, I hate it.
Like a monkey.
I hate it.
And you smell like one, two.
That is my least favourite thing we've ever done on the show. So listen, if you want to get into my 30th, you got to win them. Send us over a birthday emoji, and if we ring you back, you got to answer the phone singing happy birthday. Only the first line, please don't go mad.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lisa, Doja Cat, Ray and Born Again here on Spin.
Happy birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday to me. It's my 30th this month and I'm having it in Jump Zone in Santry because I'm sick of doing that whole, you know, adult parties where you get dressed up and you have to buy a new shirt and things
it's
like that.
I don't even
own a shirt, and so I don't want to do that. So I want to do something bizarre. I want to go back to my childhood. I want to go to Jump Zone in Santry, have my party there, and I want you to come with me as well for my 30th. We gave away tickets yesterday. They sold out very, very quickly. Thank you for that. But the only way to get in now is to win them on the show.
Jump Zone and Santry being Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. It's going to be the crack next Tuesday, 6:30.
Europe's biggest inflatable theme park.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
There's going to be loads of crack there as well. Surprises on the night. And as we said, those tickets were free, but they were a goner yesterday. If you want to get to Dave's 30th on Tuesday, keep with the show for your chance to win, okay? We told you to send us a birthday emoji. And you have to answer the phone a particular way to get yourself those passes into Dave's party.
Happy birthday to you.
Grace!
Grace, you're coming to my 30th!
What's your name?
You've got your tickets. Congratulations. Are you excited to bounce?
So excited.
All right, Grace, who are you going to bring?
Oh, I don't know.
It's going to be
know.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Bring your most
someone fun.
Yes, bring your most immature friend.
Oh, I've loads of them.
I was going to say, it's kind of one of those things. Hey, do you want to come to and explaining it? And them either going, oh my God, yeah? Or are you okay?
Are you mad? No, that sounds awful.
Grace, we'll see you on Tuesday. Can't wait.
Good luck, Grace.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
That was right. Fun. I kind of want to ring more people. I want to ring another person. Let's do another one.
Oh, we're kind of low on space.
I know, Dave. But Jump Zone. It's Europe's biggest inflatable theme park.
True.
Do you know what I mean? So we can handle a few more. Let's ring another person.
Okay.
I want a happy birthday song. Dylan, you were meant to sing this song.
Oh. It only connected. I was singing Happy Birthday.
You've been singing away, have you? God, he's very defensive.
Yeah, I've been
there.
Singing away.
Hold on. Ring.
Happy birthday to you.
Dylan, you're coming to my 30th. Please stop singing.
Oh, thanks very much.
You're very
welcome.
That
was painful even for me.
Oh, yeah, I really didn't enjoy that, but I'm glad to know you didn't either. Dylan, congratulations. You're coming to my 30th. Who are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring my mum.
Oh,
she's
deadly.
In the back of the car there.
And what are you going to bring me?
I'll have to go shopping.
You'll have to go shopping. Yeah. I'm a size...
chocolate do you like?
What chocolate do you want? Whatever the most expensive one is.
I'll get you one of those, the boy ones.
Yeah.
There's a few Easter eggs knocking around at the moment. You get a good deal on them, Dylan.
Yeah, for 40 cent.
Yeah. Cheers,
three
man.
For 10 and all that jazz, yeah.
Dylan,
see
thank you so
Tuesday.
Much. See you Tuesday.
Thanks very much. See you Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's
right.
Good.
All right.
No, do one more.
Dave.
Do one more.
God, you're turning into a child.
I know. But it's my 30th. Come on.
Okay, fine. But then we need to wrap it up because there won't be any space
fair,
left.
Fair.
Happy birthday to you.
Now,
happy
Emma. I was going to say you got that done nice and quick.
Very, very quick. In and out, yeah, no messing. Emma, congratulations. You're coming to my 30th. That's the excitement I wanted.
Buzzing to relive youth, Emma.
100%. My son is sitting here beside me and he's like, Scarlet for you, man.
Who will you be bringing to my 30th, Emma?
Probably my son now, because I'm going to have to bring him.
As long as he's over 18, Emma.
It's an 18's over.
He is, he's 19.
Ah, even
he's
better, 19, even better. He... All right,
what's his name?
It's Callum.
Oh, Callum, it's going to be great to see you,
Emma,
on Tuesday.
And Callum, we will see you on Tuesday for a bounce.
Love it.
Can't wait. Go get shopping for my present. We'll see you Tuesday.
It's wine time.
I will. What do you want?
I don't know. I'm a size medium in cars.
Right, okay. No problem.
See you on Tuesday.
See you then. Bye.
Bye, Emma.
Talk to you later.
Okay, go on. Do one more.
Oh, Dave.
Do one more.
Dave, we actually can't.
One more.
Jump Zone are going to throw a strop. We can't let any more in, Dave.
Oh, come on. No, it's my birthday.
No, Callum's wagging his finger at me like this.
Callum, it's my birthday. It's my 30th. How often do you turn 30?
No, I think that's enough now, Dave. Oh my God, he's throwing a strop. Oh, he...
I don't want to work here anymore.
He's regressed to a 5-year-old at a party. Dave, come on now.
No.
Dave,
no.
Don't throw your cornflakes over the table.
No.
What, David?
No.
Stop.
It's my birthday.
Well, there won't be any birthday if you keep carrying on like that. You can go into timeout now for 10 minutes. God almighty.
I'm sorry.
Spin Fully Charged.
That's Pink Pony Club on Spin. She's moving into the kind of country era now, her new song.
Is she? They all are.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if any of them will ever regret it.
Yeah.
I wonder if they look back on, jeez, remember when I did that country thing?
Yeah.
Wait and see.
I wonder.
Speaking of Chapel Rowan, I've been reading loads about her this week because she sat down with Alex Cooper, who is behind one of the biggest podcasts in the world, certainly in showbiz anyway. It's the Call Her Daddy podcast.
I like Alex Cooper. I think she's good.
Seems really cool. But and she just pulls in the biggest celebrities from all across the world.
She does, but that's also all the PR companies want her because all the young people are listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
The only thing is I feel like she doesn't massively hold people accountable. Do you know what I mean?
And she's very much...
She'll be on your side.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Sure.
And that's probably why celebrities feel good around her.
Yeah, probably.
She doesn't challenge people too much. And I think there's actually plenty that you could, like when I say challenge, I mean like just kind of get more of an insight with a bit of like playing devil's advocate on certain things regarding Chapel Rowan, for
boring
instance.
Boring when people just like agree.
Yeah.
I am. It's funny you bring up the Chapel Rowan thing because I did watch it.
Mm. Well, some of the kind of takeaway points from the interview, we know that Chapa prefers fans to call her by her stage name and not call her by her real name, which is Kaylee, saying at work she's Chapel, but none of her friends call her Chapel, they call her Kaylee.
I was about to say, don't tell me her real name then, because I will, if I ever meet her, I'll be like, how are you, Kaylee?
There's Kaylee! Yeah. She's all about setting boundaries, and she very much has been doing that since she first walked into the spotlight. However, it's kind of rubbed some people up the wrong way, because the whole relationship with fans is very unique and different in the case of Chapa Roan. She's basically been very vocal about telling people to leave her alone, like, stay away from me, don't talk to me when we're out. And other celebrities have apparently taken that on board, going, you know what, yeah, like, stay away from me when I'm... She said, if I'm having a fight with my girlfriend in the car, don't come over, look for a picture, leave me to it. Some people find that a little bit offensive. I don't know.
That's fine. Like, I totally understand that. But at the same time, you can't blame people. You are a celebrity and you've worked hard to become a celebrity.
And
people are
infatuated by you.
Exactly. You've worked hard to get to the point where people recognise you and your music. Don't then diminish them for liking you and for being your fan.
I fully agree. It's kind of a weird dynamic where it would kind of put you off her, but then it doesn't make her even more endearing. I just don't know. She compared it, for example, of how she might have reacted as a fan of Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Saying, of course it's going to take a second for people to look at themselves and I have to have grace for that. How would I have known any better? If I saw Hannah Montana, I'd have to tell her that I love her music so much. But in reality, no, I don't, because that's not Hannah right there. That's Destiny Hope Cyrus. Oh, is the way she phrased it.
Right, who's the hell is Destiny Hope Cyrus?
Miley's real name.
Is it?
Yeah, listen, we could spend a while on that as well.
What's with let's do stage names tomorrow, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, why would you change your Miley from Destiny if that was the OG? Anyway, one of the things in the interview that she said was spread widespread, and it rubbed me up the wrong way, okay? She's talking about the pressure and the amount of work she has to do, as I can only imagine she's like a millionaire / billionaire at this stage.
How can these girls tour, write, perform, interview, sleep, eat, and work out?
I was thinking about it, Dave. Like, we really should be kicking up a fuss here, because tour for us, we're going to Jump Zone next week. Yeah. We have to travel to Santry.
Yeah, I mean, the way she said eat twice.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with her.
She writing, well, we take some notes.
You, yes, some, we
notes.
Do. I have some there. Notes. I have the winners of the competition there.
That's brilliant. Perform.
What are we doing right
hear
now?
Our Abracadabra song a couple of weeks ago.
Don't bring that up. Don't bring that up.
Interview. We spoke to Kinder Crow last week.
Yeah.
We like eating. We like sleeping.
Yeah.
Workout. Dave's running 4Ks.
Yes. Emma's running 6Ks.
I think if we apply this to other jobs, everyone has a right to kick up a fuss this morning and blame it on Chapa Roan.
Dead right.
If you are a waitress, you need to go to work, take orders, perform on feet for 8 to 10 hour shifts. Chapa would never.
Put a smile on your face when you're dealing with customers.
Smiling when dealing with customers. Deal with bills and money.
Yeah.
Retail staff, get out the door and deal with traffic.
See, I'm kind of with her, like, in terms of, like, obviously she's given out about being a celebrity. I kind of understand about, like, say, stalkerish fans or people who are absolutely obsessed and, like, see her and break down in tears and stuff like that. That's a lot of pressure. And I don't agree with that.
Oh, some of it's weird.
But to have someone come up to you and go, hey, by the way, I love your music, any chance I can get a photo? And you go, I'm just a normal person, leave me alone, just makes you look like a dope, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you need to, I understand where she's coming from a little bit, but you need to be a little bit more humble than that, I think.
I would agree. I would fully agree with you on that. If you're a plumber, if you work in retail, whatever your job is this morning, kick up a fuss. You're probably having a Sambo in the van right now.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah.
Let's get you out of here. We want to get you to the sunshine for 7 nights. Pierre and Vacances Village in Fuerteventura is where you could be going. You need to worry about, I don't know, we don't really know what kicking back means, but I guess it just means relaxing.
I just picture it like being on a sun lounger. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I'd imagine.
Feet up, enjoying that sunshine.
A little drink with a straw and an umbrella on this to the right of you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A bit of lemon in there maybe. Or lime.
I've lost me. I'm going home.
No. It's all thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And on to play this morning is Megan. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're not too bad. How are you today? What are you up to?
Yeah, I'm just driving to work. Well, to court. I'm a trainee solicitor, so I'm on my way down to court.
What's the story today? What do you have to do?
I'm just going down to court to attend a barrister.
Very good.
So, I know.
What kind of court clothes do you have?
Just dress.
Oh, right. Dress. Like, kind of fancy and smart.
And what kind of court is it, Megan?
It's family law court.
Okay, very good.
Well done, gal. That sounds like a really interesting job.
It sounds fantastic.
I'd say
Megan.
You did your homework, did you, in school?
Yeah,
Yeah, took a while. I always say if I hadn't known how long it takes to do it, I probably would have
done it. Yeah, fair enough. Well, Megan, I'd say you're very, very busy. But when is the last time you got a chance to get away for a holiday?
Last year.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
To Salou.
Lovely.
Very, very nice. Yeah. All right, well, Megan, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
No, I can't remember.
It's 25, and five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess them to win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, Megan, you only need to mention one artist. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Megan?
Yeah.
And if you've any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, that's fine.
You're all good. All right, Megan, I'd like to hear it. Wish you the best luck. Where are you from?
I'm from Navan.
Megan, from Navan in County Meath. We got 25 seconds on the clock and song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I want you to stay.
Birth of a feather.
Stop Yay. That clock immediately.
Well done, Megan. You got that in less than 4 seconds. 21 seconds on the clock. 4 songs to go. You're flying it so far.
Very, very good, Megan. Let's go for song two with that swap remaining. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Do I swap it?
Yeah, let's swap it out.
Song's been knocking about for a few months now. That's Gigi Perez and Sailor Song. But no sweat, we're back to over 21 seconds on the clock, and we'll sort out a brand new song two for you.
Let's do a brand new song two, Megan. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
It's
mine.
It's cool. It's Chapel Row.
Yeah.
King Pony Club.
No, the other one.
Oh no.
No, what you might say if someone's
doing an exam.
Big. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
You know it, don't you?
You know it, Megan. It was on the tip of your tongue.
Good luck, babe, is what we were looking for.
Good luck, babe, yeah.
Oh, that's so annoying, Megan. I'm so sorry. But genuinely, a really, really good player. A good player. But you never know. You may get back on to us and maybe take this off us again because you're a great player.
Yeah, thank you.
Best of luck today in court and with everything. Get yourself sorted to be a solicitor. Good luck, gals.
Good luck, babe.
Thank you. Thanks.
Good
bye.
Luck, Megan. Bye.
Talk to you later if you would like to take it on tomorrow. Your chance to take in this holiday. Just message us the word golden now and you could be winning tomorrow. 087-711-103 is our number and the word golden will do.
Do it.
I know it's always risky business to kind of announce something that's not necessarily quirky but kind of different news on April Fool's Day because it's just disregarded. And that's what happened to me yesterday when I saw an article and I was so happy for a second and I was like, oh, this is probably an April Fool's, that they were going to actually do something about poor old Molly Malone, the statue getting groped.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been talking about this recently. There was a young lady who is a busker in the area, we were only saying on the show, that she has been petitioning for something to happen or for maybe the statue of Molly to be raised up a bit so people can't be at her boobs. Creeps.
Always happens. Like, it's always like people just taking photos of her and holding the boobs. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, do you realise you're really publicly being a creep and a bit of
weird.
A weirdo here?
It's weird.
Well, stewards are going to be introduced. This is happening. This is legit. It wasn't an April Fool's joke. RTE were saying this and confirmed that it's true. It'll be introduced on a pilot basis in May. And you'd think that it would cost a fair amount, but actually they're saying that the cost of hiring people will be less than the big sum. It's like a six-figure sum that it would be.
Hiring someone to
raise the plinth.
Oh,
so
right.
To raise it would be about six figures. It's cheaper to hire stewards to do the job. But like, surely endlessly forever. I mean, people are going to have to make money for this. And it'll be interesting to see how much across the day. I think cameras, we suggested on the show some cost-effective ways to do this.
Yeah, we did.
Like setting up CCTV and having people in Dublin City Council be like, creep, get off me, boom!
A creep button or something like that.
There's loads of ways that are way better than people patrolling. Come on. Anyway.
God, we can't have anything. We can't have Molly. We can't have a portal without it having to be patrolled.
So true.
Like children.
And it's, what does it all come back to on both occasions? Boobs.
Boobs. It's always boobs.
Always bloody nips.
Sends people
and boobs.
Mental.
Here's Charlie XCX. This is Beg For You at Spin. You know.